Greetings and welcome to PJ's Kitchen. My name is Peter James from peterjamesx.com. And we are doing a short series where we are asking some very harsh questions. Today we are asking, are you a reprobate Christian? Or are you a vagabond Jew? One scripture which people keep throwing at me all the time is Hebrews 10:25. It says that we must not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Those of you who have watched this website, read the documents, you will know that a main message of ours is to come out of Babylon. So many people object to the fact that we are being separate, and we are telling people to be separate. They say it will be easy for the enemy to pick you off. But the reality is that the churches are fallen. And that is why we are asking, are you a reprobate Christian or a vagabond Jew? Well, listen to what we have to say and you decide. In Titus 1 and verse 16 it says, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. In a word, we have turned our back against God. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 21 it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. And that is exactly what we have done. We think that God is just a slightly better species of ourselves. We do not realize His awesome power and His unfailing love. And when you continue reading chapter 1 of Romans, it goes on to show us all the different sins and iniquities that we get involved in simply because we have turned our back against God. It says in Romans 1:24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. And that is exactly what we do. We have elevated sportsmen, cinema stars, all these types of people, and at the same time, we just reject God. In verse 26, it gets even worse. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And Romans 1:27, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust, one toward another, men working with men that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. They're saying that there are homosexuals and lesbians around, and it is becoming normal. We're finding it in the governments, We are finding it in the churches. We are finding it everywhere. It goes on to say in verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Again, referring to homosexuality, lesbianism, and in some cases, bestiality, and even child sacrifice. And we need to continue down. Verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. We do that. Weapons of war. Disobedient to parents. We're surrounded by rebellious children. Without understanding, covenant breakers. Without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Quite a harsh list. Was this letter of Paul to the Romans, or the letter to Titus, was it written to the world at large? No, it was not. The book of Romans was written to the church at Rome. I think everybody needs to just look at this list instead of running into a church and consider, am I this kind of person? Without understanding, without natural affection, unmerciful. And in Romans 2 verse 1 it says, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest dost the same things. And that's exactly the situation we're in today. The ministers get up in the pulpits, or in front of their lecterns, or whatever. And exactly what they are chastising their congregation about, that's exactly what they do. It's reached the point that it's normal fare in the tabloid press. It's normal to read of some minister from some church or other that has been involved in immoral conduct towards his members of his congregation. You know, if you continue reading Romans 2, It gives you a little bit more explanation. But I think we have made the point there that all is not well. In Romans chapter 2 and verse 11, it says, for there is no respect of persons with God. Peter said the same thing. There is no respect of persons with God. So all these people who are committing these abominations while claiming to be Christians, members of the governments, going up and giving their sermons on Sunday, while they're carrying out the most atrocious abominations against helpless people. It's just awful. It's just awful. But we have to realize, each and every one of us, we have to realize that we will reap what we sow. This is a harsh message. But as you can see, I'm basically quoting scripture. I'm not giving my own opinions. So that's what the reprobates are about. Now, what about the vagabond Jews? Well, you know, we've got a document on the website called The Bible is Used to Deceive. They tell us that the newer translations are easier to understand. The reality is that the best translations are the oldest translations, around the King James time. There are other translations, but that's the most common one that's worth having today. But the Bible explains the meanings of its own words. We don't need to run to a dictionary. Often the explanation is in the same verse, or the same chapter, or the same book, or elsewhere in the Bible. And this is a classic example. Acts chapter 19 and verse 13. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth." Now see, we're told about vagabond Jews. And you ask, but who are the vagabond Jews? What were they doing? It says, they were exorcists. And then, yes, you might have seen the exorcist movie, but you know, you're still asking, but what actually does the Bible say an exorcist is? And it explains it in the next section of the sentence. They took upon themselves to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth." So, today there are many people who run deliverance ministries. And these people are actually, at the same time, in rebellion against the Most High God. Therefore, you have to ask yourself, what is this deliverance ministry? Are they really delivering people at all? Or is the enemy closing down one spirit and replacing it with another? Because Satan will not work against himself. He certainly will not. In verse 14 of Acts 19, we continue, "And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so." So of the vagabond Jews, we see there was one Jew who was called Sceva. And he was not the chief priest, but he was chief of the priests. This means that there were many priests running this same kind of ministry. So you see, it is in the government of the church that the problem starts. They mislead the members. In verse 15, "And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded." You see, we have to be clear in our minds that it's not a form of words that's involved in a genuine deliverance ministry. It is your standing in Christ. It is the Holy Spirit in you that makes the difference. You know, we see that with Paul, people were delivered from demons simply by having handkerchiefs or aprons that Paul had blessed in some way given to them. So Paul wasn't even on the scene. You know, it says this in the same chapter, Acts 19 and verse 12. It says, "So that from his body," that is Paul, "were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them." So you see, deliverance is an activity of the genuine Holy Spirit, and not this false spirit that purports to be the Holy Spirit. Some people have told me, yes, I've told my children how they can deal with evil spirits. They just have to tell them, "In the name of Jesus." No, they don't. You're putting your children in danger. And then many of the televangelists are doing their miracles on the stage, their healing, their deliverance, and everything under the sun, all in the name of Jesus. And everybody, well, the vast majority of people believe that they have to be servants of God, otherwise they couldn't be used in the name of Jesus. Well, it isn't so. It isn't so at all. In Matthew 7 and verse 21, Matthew 7, verse 21, it says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." And listen to what the people who have been judged are going to say. In verse 22, Matthew 7, 22, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." Do you see that? Three times in that single verse, we hear the phrase, "in thy name." Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." And what does Christ respond to that? Matthew 7:23, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity." So you see, it's not sufficient to think, because this televangelist says the name of Jesus, every other word is Jesus, that he's working for God. Not according to what Christ said. Very sobering. Very, very sobering. You see, the following verses, in Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27, it says that whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. In verse 26, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." What is your house built on? Carefully consider, what is your house built on? And just the same question we asked at the beginning of this little message. Having heard this, you're now in a position to answer the question, are you a reprobate Christian? Or a vagabond Jew? Or if you are not, are you associating with, or are you a member of a church that is run by a reprobate Christian or a vagabond Jew? Now is the time for you to ask the question and make sure you get an answer. We have a soon coming video called "Are You a Pharisee?" Make sure to listen to that. The only way out of our dilemmas is Jesus Christ. He is the only way out of escape. Praise the Lord. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen. And that's the end of this Babylon Report. And thank you very much for watching. And please make sure to go to our website, peterjamesx.com. We have masses of information on there. We have now added videos, we have audios, we have documents. And I'm sure you will find them very informative and helpful. So that's Peter James telling you, cheerio for now, thank you for listening, and goodbye from PJ's Kitchen. So that we give out, and whatever words we are told to say, to call people. But it is God that's doing the calling, not us. So let us not fall into the trap of thinking that those who are not called now are definitely lost, they're going to hell. It doesn't say that. Because it just fills people with fear and hopelessness. God will call in His time, when He likes, when He wants to, it's His business. But in the meantime, we have got to do our part, which is preach the good news, tell people to come out of Babylon, to forsake their ways. And you know, we always finish our documents and we say, the only way of our dilemmas is Jesus Christ. He is the only way of escape. Praise the Lord. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen. So that's the end of this particular message called God Calls. And it will be posted on the website shortly. That's www.peterjamesx.com. And we will have the notes there. So you'll have the video, the audio, and the notes. So whichever one you want to utilize, feel free to do that. And of course, have a look at our other documents as well. So this is Peter James from Peter James Kitchen with the end of today's Babylon Report. And I say cheerio, and thank you for listening, and cheerio until the next time. Of men over us. That's what Daniel 4:17 says. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by